and it would take, you know, 10, 15 seconds away from the game to just kind of realize, man, this is really cool. Like, you're playing at a high level and all that.
I think it is, definitely. But, you know, we were getting our butt kicked that game, and things were just going bad. But, you know, they got something special over there with their fans. It's definitely a hostile place to play, a hard place to go win on the road. So, you know, you definitely can't take playing there lightly.
How much would you say you learned from watching Dan Persa play as far as what you're capable of doing as a quarterback?
I learned a lot as far as just being in the meeting room with him every day, seeing him in practice, seeing him work in the weight room. You know, Dan was the smartest quarterback I've ever been around, the hardest working player I've ever been around. So he kind of just set the example for me with how he carried himself, kind of the standards that he had. So I was able to learn a lot from him, learn how to lead a team. And, you know, once he went down, he kind of took me under his wing and kind of showed me how to do things. So I learned a lot from him.
What's it been like for you this offseason, knowing that you are the guy now, as opposed to last year you were playing a whole variety of different positions?
It's been a lot different. You know, my responsibility's definitely, you know, grown. And, you know, it's been good for me, though, you know, trying to bring these young guys along, be that leader on that team that everybody can look up to. So it's been a challenge, but I think I'm doing pretty well at it.
What parts of your game were you, like, most pleased to see when you did get the opportunity to play quarterback last year, and what areas are you really trying to stress right now that you get better at?
I think I had a, you know, pretty good completion percentage. Only threw one pick. That was something I was pleased about. You know, I didn't throw the ball a lot every game, but I feel like I made some pretty good decisions. The biggest thing I'm trying to work on this offseason is just being more comfortable in the pocket, you know, maybe not, you know, taking off to run as much, just trying to see the field a little bit better and make better decisions as a true quarterback. You know, I got a lot of athletes around me. My job is just to distribute them the ball, let them, you know, make me look good, pat my stats, and make plays out there.
Does it surprise you that Coach Fitz is right up there in seniority in the league now? Some of us media guys, that knew him way back, he seems like such a, you know, young and almost, you know, I can remember when he was one of the new guys, and now he's one of the veteran guys. Is that sink in for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of weird just because he's not far removed from us, you know, as far as his playing days, but, you know, Fitz is a former player who played at a high level, so, you know, he knows exactly how it is to be a player in the Big Ten. So that's one advantage that he has. But the way he carries himself every day, the standards that he lives by, it's not surprising to me to see him as kind of, you know, the example of a great coach in this league.
He was such a hard-nosed guy, you know, as a defensive player, like, covered back then. Now it's like Northwestern is sort of known for your flashy offense.
Mm-hmm.
Does that stick in his craw at all? Bother him a little bit that he's more an offensive?
I think it does. I think watching him in practice, he kind of wishes he could get in there and put the pads on one more time. But, you know, he definitely has a competitive edge. And, you know, I think Coach Fitz really likes our offense. You know, he's always talking about how he wants us to go fast, spread teams out, and, you know, our offense really has some opportunities to make some big plays, and I know Coach Fitz loves big plays.
It does fit his personality on offense. It's just funny that the defense is sort of
falling off.
It's a little bit, you know, he can't get it the way he wants it just yet.
Yeah. You know, I think it does really bother him that the defense maybe hasn't been up to his standards so far. But, you know, this offseason and spring ball, they look really good. And having a coach that's played, you know, middle linebacker, was defensive player of the year, they got, you know, a great example of how to do things. And he's able to show them, you know, how to do it, you know, how it's supposed to be done. So, you know, they got a great coach to learn from as far as that.